So where were we?
Squirrel.
Ah, squirrel. So this, there's a story that this squirrel, even he wanted to help Lord Ram. So what he did, he started removing little sand of dust, and at least whatever he could do, he was trying to help. So then some say Sugriva, some say Hanumanji. They said, hey, you don't come in our way, you're disturbing. I mean, they were bringing big boulders, na? So in between, if he comes, it's disturbing for them. But Lord Ram, he was appreciating the service attitude of the squirrel, how the love he had. So that is why this Hanumanji, he said that since he told him don't disturb, so Lord Rama, he chastised him. He told to Hanumanji, whatever work you are doing and whatever work he is doing, both of them is same for me. For me, even you picking up big, big boulders and throwing in the ocean is same with that little sand which he is shifting. That the thing is, the Lord sees the bhav, the attitude of your service. He doesn't see, oh, you're, it's not like that, you know. Krishna doesn't see, oh, if you offer only gulab jamuns in golden and silver plates, then he will eat in your house. No. Even if you, out of love, you give whatever things, Krishna accepts. So, it is also said that the Lord picked up that squirrel in his hands and he touched it like this. I mean, out of love. Yeah. So, this is how the Lord reciprocates with your love. So, it does not depend on the magnitude of what you are doing. It depends on your attitude. Okay, what attitude you have while serving the Lord. He sees the love which you have. Okay, so that is thing the Lord sees. Then further, they started constructing the bridge. The first day, they constructed 100 miles. They finished 100 miles the first day. And still they were very enthusiastic. They were not tired at all. They were very enthusiastic. The second day, they covered 150 miles. The third day, they covered 200 miles. Like this, in 5 days, they constructed 800 miles long and 80 miles wide bridge. Okay? So, all these monkeys, they constructed this huge bridge. In the meantime, actually yesterday, I'll just go a little backward. What did Ravana do? He sent one of his spy called, you know what's the meaning of spy? Okay. He sent one of his spy called Shuka to just check out who is there in Lord Rama's army, how everything is being done and all. And no one could find out, could recognize this one except Vibhishan. Vibhishan spot him and he told to Sugriva, see, Ravana has sent a spy. So immediately that Shuka was brought in front of this Lord Ram. Before bringing in front of Lord Ram, Sugriva bait him nicely. Bait him, he kicked him, he did all the things with him. And he started shouting, Ram, 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 protect me. That spy started shouting, although he was a demon. So then Lord Rama said, who is that shouting my name? Who is taking my name? So then he was brought in front of Lord Ram. So Lord Ram said, you please release him. Don't punish him. He told him, you saw now what is here, you go and report to Ravana. So that is what Lord Rama said. This shows the kindness of Lord Ram. So now this these people, they constructed the bridge in 5 days. Now, and it became into very smooth road. Okay, it was very smooth road so that all the monkeys could walk. And it is said that Vibhishan, along with his 4 ministers, he went to the other side of the bridge so that no demons will come and disturb or disturb the bridge or disturb the monkeys to come. So that's why they were standing to protect these people. And Lord Rama got on the shoulders of Hanumanji and Lakshmana got on the shoulders of Angada, and they all were walking in the bridge towards this side. So they were marching towards the other end. Now they came across the full bridge. And also there is one more pastime. One night Lord Rama, he came. It was midnight. He came. He took one boulder. Before the in this bridge pastime itself, this also comes. Lord Rama, he took one boulder. He thought, all the monkeys are writing the name of writing my name, but I am Ram. Why I need not write the name of? I mean, I did not write my own name. So then what did Lord Rama do? He put the stone. What do you think? What happened?
It
sank. Yes. It didn't float. It sank. Good. So it sank. So then Lord Rama saw, no one is there, no. But what happened? Behind Hanumanji was there. Okay? So then Hanumanji told to Lord Ram, my dear Lord, the age, this age, what is going on, in that your name has more power than you. I mean, this pastime is to show that the holy name is very powerful. For showing that the holy name is powerful, this pastime occurred. You know what is the holy name? What's the holy name? Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This way Lord Ram, Hanumanji proved the importance of holy name, and finally the bridge was constructed. Then they all went to the other side of, they were marching towards Lanka. In the meantime, Ravana from his building, he was just observing. Oh, these people have constructed a nice bridge, he saw. And then he sent, in the meantime, by the time they reached the shore, Lord Rama said, release Shuka. Let Shuka go back to Ravana. So then Shuka went and told Ravana, see, you know, the army is very big. Lord Rama is very powerful. You know, please listen to my advice. Please give back Sita. So then Ravana, he was not ready to listen. And not only that, he said one more person, Shuka, and one more demon, he sent both of them again to see what is the, how many people are there in Lord Rama's army. So, I'll just tell you what figure they told. Just listen to this. This is a huge figure. This is called the Vedic system of numbers. Okay, just listen to this. The other person was Sharana. Sharana and Shuka, they both went to find out the extent of Lord Rama's army. They came and said, 100,000 are 1 lakh. 100 lakhs equals 1 crore. 1 lakh of crores is called a Shankha. And 1 lakh Shankas is called a Mahashankha. 1 lakh Mahashankas is called a Vrinda. And 1 lakh Vrindas is called a Mahavrinda. 1 lakh Mahavrindas is called a Padma. And 1 lakh Padmas is called a Mahapadma. 1 lakh Mahapadmas is called a Karva, and 1 lakh Karvas is a Mahakarva. 1 lakh Mahakarvas is called a Samudra, and 1 lakh Samudras is an Oga. 1 lakh Ogas is called a Maha-Oga, and the army of monkeys is described by Sharana as consisting of at least 100 crores of Maha-Ogas. So many monkeys were there. Understood? Such a huge figure. This is the figure. I mean, this is how it is described. This many people were there. See, no, that 100,000 of are 1 lakh, right? That 100 lakhs equals to 1 crore. And 1 lakh of crores is called a Shankha. And 1 lakh Shankas is called a Mahashankha. And 1 lakh Mahashankas is called a Vrinda. Okay? And 1 lakh Vrindas is called a Mahavrinda. 1 lakh Mahavrindas is called a Padma, and 1 lakh Padmas is called a Mahapadma. 1 lakh Mahapadmas is called a Karva, and 1 lakh Karvas is a Mahakarva. 1 lakh Mahakarvas is called a Samudra, and 1 lakh Samudras is a Oga. 1 lakh Ogas is a Maha-Oga. And the army of monkeys consists of 100 crores of Maha-Ogas. This many monkeys were there to assist Lord Ram in his mission, and they all were coming with trees, and I mean whatever they could come, they wanted to come and fight with Ravana. Whatever they could catch hold of, everyone caught something, and they were very enthusiastic. They all were coming. So this report went to Ravana that these many people are there. So now also we tell you, please give back Sita, please stop this fight. That is what they said. Now Lord Ram, along with all of his armies, they reached the shore of Lanka. And while they were standing at the shore, Sugriva, what did he do? He looked here, he looked there. And then suddenly, after some time, Sugriva was not to be found. So Vibhishna said, this must be an act of a demon. So we have to be careful. So they all removed their weapons and they were ready that anyone may come and attack us at any time. But what did Sugriva do? He reduced his size and he flew to the 10th floor of Ravana's house. And at that time, Ravana was looking in the mirror like this. He was dressing up, and when Ravana was dressing, almost 15 servants were spraying on him different sprays. That is how he was getting dressed up. He was Ravana, no? So he was getting dressed up in that way. He was spraying some different perfumes and so many things. So what did Sugriva do? He went to the 10th floor and he flew inside, and what did he do? He spat all over the face of Ravana. He started spitting. Okay? He started spitting all over the face of Ravana. And Ravana thought, what is this? He was just, he couldn't see anyone. He told, what is this coming? So those servants said, we are spraying on you, know, that must have come up. He said, no, no, this is not the spray. This is something else. So Ravana was trying to locate, what is it? And then what did he find? He found the Sugriva, such a small monkey. He caught hold of, he caught in his hand and he said that, oh, another monkey. So then he told that, he said, I am Sugriva. And he told that, now beware of Lord Ram. Lord Ram has come with his army. We are going to destroy you and your full dynasty. And this is how Sugriva, before Ravana could do anything, he flew away from his hand. So then he came back to Lord Ram. Lord Rama said, where did you go? We were searching for you. So he said, my Lord, I went and spat on the face of Ravana. So then Lord Ramachandra did, what is this? Why did you do like this? Because Ramachandra was very well-mannered. He had a lot of respect. He was very virtuous. He had all the good qualities. He said, why did I associate with all these monkeys? So this is how he said. And then Sugriva said, okay, my lord, don't worry. Even if someone says something, they will. You can tell that because I am a monkey, I will do all these things naturally. So that is why don't bother about all these things. So anyway, this all was done. And then the lord said, now I have to send a messenger to Ravana. So then he was thinking, now whom to send? Hanumanji has already gone. So then they decided, now let us see whom to send. And then he decided, we'll send Angada. So then Angada was decided, and what he does, goes and does in Lanka, we'll see on next.